Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Welcome to the art of going your own way. Sorry, gentlemen, I'm tired. I've been up since 3:30, helping my parents. My dad caught something, and I got it. My sibling got it. Widow got it, and it's basically dragged us down. No, it's not COVID. Still have a sense of smell and a sense of taste. Just kicking our asses, but all is good. Finally, my sibling came over, helped me get my dad out of the chair that he was in for the last 2.5 days. He's just got no strength in his legs. And I ran around today. I got a patient lift and a portable commode. Finally, he did what he needed to do, which was good, and we got him into bed, and now he's resting good in bed, and I've been giving him ivermectin, and hopefully what he's got is going to break eventually. I've been taking ivermectin as well, so his widow, and, you know, I'm sure it could be a lot worse. My sibling, who hasn't taken that, actually was puking and had it much worse. So my mom has managed to fend this off so far. Hopefully she won't succumb to it. It's yeah, but anyways, let's see. Rittenhouse, Kyle the hero, still don't know what's going on, but they're saying Kenosha's gonna burn again. I'm beyond the point of being, how shall we say, done with this shit. Arrest them all. Arrest them all. Whether it takes citizens' arrests, whatever it does. I think, like I said before yesterday, we're beyond the point of any kind of law and order. It now comes down to just common law. Common law at this point in time. These people need to be arrested, put on trial. The ones that need to be hung need to be hung. The ones that need to be shot need to be shot. This is unbelievable. Now, the Fifth Circuit Court did come through. OSHA has come through and said, well, we're not going to do this now. They caved to the pressure. I know this might be kind of a low talk. I got my headset on. Hopefully the audio's good. It's what I'm going to do right now. I'm not worried too much about it. If you want to listen, listen. If you don't, don't. So, never, ever be an early adopter. And you know what? I appreciate the comments from you guys out there. I read them. So, thank you for that. I didn't have much time today. But I did read them when I got a break for a few minutes. But holy shit, am I just wiped right now. I'm going to be attempting to go to bed soon. But yeah. Oh, with regards to training in, I really didn't do anything. I was there with the guy. I'm like, here it is. I just basically showed him the equipment and said, go for it. Check it out. Let me know what you think. You got any questions, ask. I didn't go through and do a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, the guy that's there is competent, and I'll answer. I'm not going to be a dickhead. I'm not. I'm going to just ride it out. And, you know, these early adopters. Plus, the other thing, the guy that so-called air quotes training in, dumb shit's going to get his booster. So he ain't going to be around long anyway. So what does it matter? Smart guy, but dumb. Smart, but fucking dumb. He buys into all this shit, except for he's pretty good at what he does, but he's got no street smarts. He's got no experience with the real world. Doesn't know the system's there to fuck you over and kill you. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about just people in my past today as I'm sitting here going through what I'm going through. And my mom said, you know, we think maybe it is time we go to a nursing home. I'm like, if you go there, you're dead. I said, I think you should give it a little time. We're all tired. We're all under the weather. Give it a little longer before you make a decision like that. I know this is hard on us. It's just the way it is, you know? But we've been through much worse. We've been sick before. And we always pull together as a family. I'm not ready to give up on that yet. So we'll have to see. I mean, ultimately, it's not going to be my decision. But I just said, hey, don't jump to any conclusions right away. Supposed to have somebody come out here today between 9 and 11 to do something, and they didn't fucking show up. Whole time I'm sitting there waiting because I need to run and get a sling for my dad and a patient mover and that portable commode and stuff. And my dad's like, I gotta go. And I'm like, I tried to lift you 8 times. I can't do it myself. My mom can't do it. She doesn't have the strength. And talked to my sibling this morning, and they're like, I'm out of commission. I'm like, I get it. Called him later on in the day, and I said, hey, you got any bandwidth? Can you do it? Can you make it happen? And they came over and they helped me. So, I mean, we're all suffering right now, but it is what it is. And you pull it together. I don't know, man. I just keep going. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I just keep going and going and going because I do realize that eventually I'm gonna get knocked down to the point of not getting up. But right now, that's not what it's gonna be for me. I still have something that I have to do, and God's gonna want me around for a while until He doesn't. So, you know, well, it's delusional there, Tao Gao, talking like that. Oh, you think you got delusions of grandeur? No, I just know that I've been kept around for a reason. And where I'm at right now in life is there's a reason for it. What that fully is yet, it's not revealed, but eventually it will be. You know, I started this channel just to kind of, you know, I started writing stuff for my children. And it's ballooned into a lot of different things. It's a vent for me. It's expose things, get things off my chest, whatever. Try to help other people, give them insight. I never claimed to be the smartest guy in the world. But you know what? I do pretty damn good at navigating this world. And if I can help other gentlemen do it, that's great. I look at these women out there, and I'll just tell you, gentlemen, this, that if you are with a woman, I look at my manager, who I told you the story before about how his wife got him into so much debt, basically kind of reminiscent of my story, but he's a fucking dumbass. And I gotta tell you, these fucking people that won't get into line, we're in a lawless world right now. So at this point in time, if you're with somebody that just doesn't fucking get it, that just doesn't get it, cut them loose. threaten them. Just go, you either come into fucking alignment with me, or you can make your own way in this shitty world. It's as easy as that. And if they file for divorce on you, fuck them. Just ignore it. If I had to do it over again, now mind you, I got hit hard, but I also smacked back at the end there. I'm like, you fucking cunt, you think you're taking anything more from me? No. There's ways to fight back. You have to learn. And I do like what Pop had said before about administrative violence. You know, not physical violence, but just pulling shit and fucking with the other person until they fucking relent and just leave you alone. Make their life fucking miserable if they want to be a cunt. That's my personal opinion on it. Tolerate no evil, gentlemen. Tolerate no evil. Yep. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here now that OSHA's relented and stuff. I'm just playing the waiting game at this point in time. And I am going to fire both barrels coming up here. I have 13 days. 13 days to file for an exemption. It's not going to be what you think it's going to be. This is going to be sweet. I'm going to see how this goes because I really don't give a fuck anymore. I'm going to carbon copy everybody in the company. And there's a lot. There's more than 100. Okay, so keep going. There's a lot of fucking people. And I'm going to hit every single principal in the company with a cease and desist. Leave me the fuck alone, or I will sue you for deprivation of constitutional rights. You have your fucking lawyers that you have with the company are telling you, yeah, we should honor this, all based off a goddamn press conference. And finally, OSHA came out with stuff, and the lawsuits hit, and they're like, fuck no, can't do it. And then the admin goes, you still do it anyways. Really? Really? No, I don't think so. So, you know, you MGTOW men out there that have taken the kind of the path that I've taken, the pauper's role, the minimalist role, where you just stack your money and you live within your means. You do a good job, and you know what? You don't want for anything, do you? Because you have it all inside you. All these things that you get with money, the opportunities and stuff, you've already been there. You've had opportunities. You know these things. And you know that your strength does not come from your paycheck, your wallet. It comes from within inside you. The smart ones have already worked themselves and their lives into getting completely out of debt and living a decent life. I make way more money than I spend, which has allowed me to stockpile a shit ton of money. Shiny objects, all this stuff, and assets like the goat, the bike. Built that camper. You know, I've done a lot in life. I've loved a lot. I've lost a lot. But I never, ever gave up. And I won't give up. So, this may just be a new chapter in Tao Giao's book on, you know, employment and navigating life. And just learning new ways. I mean, I got a stock pantry that's good enough for a year and a half, 2 years. Bought that half a cow. Fucking win the meat raffle a lot. So I just keep stockpiling that. So I broke out some beef tomorrow. I'm gonna actually make some spaghetti. That sounds really good to me. Talk to my mom about that. I'm like, what do you think about me making us some spaghetti tomorrow? She said, that sounds really good. You know, it's interesting. I get to be the caregiver for my parents like they were when I was a child. Except I can't fucking hold and carry my dad. Gaga goo goo. Too fucking, too heavy. I'm not that weak, but you know, he's got a little extra weight on him, and I just, you know, without him being able to brace himself, I can't lift that dead weight. I already kind of hurt my back a little bit today. It feels so much better right now. And I think that's probably because I had a pretty damn strong beer. And that kind of took the edge off of the my muscles aching and all that stuff. But yeah, I don't have more for you right now. I did send off a video to one of my watering hole buddies who said, I got to get the vax on Friday because my work. And I'm like, no, you don't, man. He's like, yeah, still gonna do it because I'm like, dude. So I sent him a video with OSHA basically saying we're not gonna enforce this, the Fifth Circuit Court stuff, all that. If he goes ahead with it, just a fuck another dumbass. Just a dumbass. And I am distancing myself away from people. Now, I've been finding out who has and who hasn't taken it. And I tell you, in the circle of people that I deal with, we are a minority. We're a minority. But I think that we're going to be the ones to turn this around. I was talking to another guy the other day, yesterday, I believe, at work, and he's pissed. He's pissed that he went out and got the vaccine. And he's like, I am so pissed. I am so pissed that they're mandating this at work. This is fucking bullshit. I'm pissed I got it, and I got it for the wrong reason. He didn't get it for work. He got it because. And I've heard this story many, many times. The children or the spouse of their own children who now have grandbabies, so they have grandbabies basically. You can't see your grandchild unless you're vaccinated. It's what I'm hearing a lot. This is why a lot of these people are fucking relenting. They're using the children. And you know what? I don't want to sound like a bastard. But you gotta fucking steel yourself. I don't know what the status of my kids are because I haven't talked to them for a while. But I can almost guarantee you they got it. And you gotta steel yourself. A lot of people are gonna fall over this one. And I'm not talking the ones that are perpetrating it, I'm talking the ones that have been duped into it. And eventually the ones that have perpetrated it are going to fall. Because we will get them. We will get them. Oh, I know your name, motherfucker. The douchebag at the hospital. You're on my list. You are on my list. If it all falls down, I don't know if I can actually take that high road. I really don't know if I can, but we'll find out. Time will tell. May God restrain the vengeance that I can wrath. I don't want to release my wrath. I want God to release his, but we shall see what happens. Well, I am fucking tired. I'm hungry, but I don't want to make anything. I ate a little bit earlier. That spaghetti sounds really fucking good to me, like right now, but I'm not gonna do it till tomorrow. Well, anyways, I digress. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. Gentlemen, thanks for listening. Thanks for your comments. I appreciate it. Oh, you know, yeah, here I go again. I would ask one thing of you gentlemen, if you would be so kind. And this is humbling, so if you would be so kind to say a prayer for my dad, my mom, your buddy Tao Yao. I pray for you guys all the time. I don't say it, but I do. But if you'd be so kind as to send some prayer my family's way, I would greatly appreciate that. Because you know what? I do believe it has an effect. With that said, dear God, I pray for all these men out here that are listening. May they be guided well. May their lives be righteous. May they be in the place at the appointed time for the role that they need to play. Comfort them in these tumultuous times. Be a guide for them. Show them love. Show them mercy. In Jesus' name, Yahshua, God, God bless you all. Thank you. Now, with that said, there is an art to going your own way. Peace.